Now, Tom, you're from Refugee Action Collective, and you've been keeping tabs on what's going on at the Park Hotel. It's been a pretty wild and woolly period, hasn't it, with the Djokovic drama?
Yes, yes, it certainly has. We, in the Refugee Action Collective, try to use the Djokovic saga as a real springboard to draw attention to the circumstances of the 32 refugees detained at the Park Hotel Alternative Place of Detention, APOD. And I think given the media attention that this detention of Djokovic has resulted in, it has meant that recently Morrison has had to come out and spread bald-faced lies about them, for instance, saying that they're not refugees. That's clearly a lie. 25 of the 32 refugees there have official refugee status, and the remaining ones have faced a flawed assessment process. There's around 60 Medivac refugees in similar alternative places of detention, like hotels across Australia, and there's still hundreds offshore. Djokovic obviously only spent a few days in the hotel, but these refugees have spent a total of over 9 years being detained, of which two or so were in onshore in Australian detention centres.
It was interesting to see that the Djokovic drama, as we might as well call it, was overwhelmingly blown up when we're in the middle of a really, really disastrous medical crisis, that it got to a point where they were like flogging a dead horse, weren't they? And so then they were trying to use Djokovic drama as a way of diverting people's attention from the federal government's failures in organising some sort of health defence. But then they were corralled into the disastrous expose on how they're dealing with refugees.
Mm. It is, ironic in that sense. But that's, I guess, one of the really interesting and positive flip sides of that is that light that is shone on detention. But it has also shone a real light on the political discretion that the minister has in border force, that border force isn't this neutral thing, and that the minister has such special and arbitrary powers that we've seen used in the Djokovic saga, but I think even more so in a devastating way, are used to maintain the indefinite detention of these refugees who've committed no crime and who should be released and freed into the community.
Yeah, it's very distasteful. There is word that at Villawood, for example, that there is actually a COVID outbreak of quite a serious dimensions, which is another issue that is related to this arbitrary detention, isn't it?
That's right. So at Villawood, there is a massive outbreak happening at the moment, and we've also seen COVID outbreaks happening in Melbourne detention centres, so in MIDA and in the Park Hotel. There was a really serious outbreak last year as well. In the Park Hotel in particular, the windows can't be opened. The food that the refugees receiving recently had maggots and had mouldy bread. But even if the conditions were the best they could be in the detention, it's still indefinite detention, and they still have no end in sight. And I think really that goes to the heart of the cruelty that with these powers that the immigration minister has, he could instantly, with the stroke of a pen, basically say, let's free the refugees into the community, give them permanent visas, and that'll be the end of it. But he's decided to, for political reasons, clearly the Liberal Party have decided to scapegoat and to continuously torture these refugees in the detention centres.
It was really interesting to go past and see the lineup of young reporters, effectively. They were obviously sent out on their job, and there was a whole line of cameras, and then there were the presenters with their pads, you know, looking on, all shiny-eyed. But and here we are, we're seeing this is their a story on the streets of Melbourne, da-da-da-da. But, of course, across the road, there were the Nannies for Refugees and others who, you know, they've been there trying to raise people's awareness of this actually outrageous piece of inhumanity in our faces right here in Melbourne. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
The other thing that's interesting that has turned up is there's a push that's being by Andrew Wilkie's. He's putting up a parliamentary inquiry and into ending indefinite and arbitrary immigration detention bill 2021. So there's movement going on, isn't there? That there is this. It's not just the ongoing group of people who have been supporting a change for refugees. It's now moving into the parliamentary sphere, isn't it?
To some extent, that's right. And members of RAC are at the moment contributing a contribution to that bill as well. But I guess what we've also seen at the same time is just over the last, I guess, several years is really the indefinite detention becoming the rules around detaining refugees becoming even more tighter. And last year, the government passed an amendment that closed the gap in the law that allowed a whole spate of refugees to be released on legal grounds. And at that time, it was both that legal challenge, but also the masses of protests that were happening outside of the Park Hotel that secured. It was about, I think, 60 to 80. The majority of the refugees that were in the Park Hotel at that time were released. And I do think, given that the law is now even more stringent and that it is going to be down to the protests on the street primarily that are going to put pressure on those politicians and that are going to put pressure on the government to free the refugees. And particularly since now there's so much attention on the Park Hotel refugees, it would be amazing if the Labour Party actually spoke out about that. There's been four Labour MPs in the past who've spoken out about Medivac refugees' detention and called for their releases. But if Albanese stepped up and ended his silence, that would be a big step towards freeing them, I think.
Yeah, there may be a core of people in Australia's population who actually supports this draconian system. But in lots of ways, it would seem to me that this draconian system that has been created by government using legislation to the point where they've actually using the law to indefinitely detain people, which is inhuman. It's just against natural justice. Leads one to think that it's in tandem with some fairly draconian right-wing reactionary governments around the world, that this is actually an international approach to refugees.
I think that's right. And I think we've seen unfortunately, we've seen the UK government wanting to pick up Australia's offshore detention policies as well and take inspiration from that. And we saw, you know, when Turnbull was in power, Donald Trump saying that he admired how cruel he was as well in regards to the treatment of refugees. So Australia is definitely, in many ways, leading the way on inhumanity, on refugee torture, and that's on the other side, that really is a call to action for activists and people who are angered by these injustices to get involved in the refugee movement and to make that change here because that does have those consequences as well in terms of overseas people will be looking what's happening here as well from the left and from the winds that we make.
Have you heard from the people who are being detained at the Park Hotel recently?
I myself haven't. We often have detainees at the Park Hotel speaking out at our rallies and at our events. So, for instance, the point I was making around regardless of the conditions of detention, still detention, this is the point that Mehdi, one of the refugees who's been detained and that has been really active in sharing their plight in lots of media, has made as well. So I also encourage everyone, all of your listeners, to have a look at all of the articles that have been published by refugees, featuring refugees that are in the detention centres, Mehdi, Adnan, Joy. They are the best to go to obviously speak about what they're experiencing and to understand what they're going through.
And what's RAC up to next?
So the next thing RAC are doing, we're holding a forum on Monday the 31st of January at 6:30 p.m. on the topic of the immigration minister's so-called God powers, which allow the refugees to be indefinitely detained, and also to discuss what we can do to organize to end this situation. It will be held both in person and at Kathleen Syme and on Zoom, and you can find the event on our Facebook page. We also have just our regular Monday night organizing meetings also at 6:30 p.m., so I encourage people to get involved with those. Otherwise, we have a rally planned in early March, but that's still to be finalised.
Thanks for talking to us today, Tom.
All right, thank you for having me.